to talk to David John Oates, the man, the reverse speech expert, the only one, the originator, the guru. We have things tonight that I can't wait to hear. David, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you this evening?
All right, I'm here. And when I'm here, and I'm really looking forward to this, because for the first time ever, you've done reversals on Mr. William Tompkins, Bill Tompkins, who has done so many hours of programs here, and I can't wait to hear these. What we hope to do is have an entire hour program on Bill Tompkins when you can get to it, right?
Right. So. Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to do. I'm still doing him, but you want some previews, do you?
Would love it. Yeah. Can you hear me all right? We're under a massive attack right now at the network. Just so you know. And
how are you? Oh, is that what's going?
Yeah.
The audio doesn't sound like your normal self.
So, right. Man. No. Todd is struggling to fight off a big deal that's going on. So anyway. And it's not the Russians that are doing.
Good man, he'll slaughter.
Yeah.
I got some reversals on the Russians doing it too, by the way.
By the way. All right.
We'll look at that as time goes on. All right. So let's pull out some. Let me pull out some reverse. Gee, what will I play you? I've got 20 of them here now. Okay. Let's pull out. He talks a lot about war. He uses the word war about 3 or 4 times. Here's one of them.
Yeah, there's a lot that's behind this whole thing. And part of it is related to...
And it says, walls announce the power.
Walls announce the power. Walls announce the power.
You hear that?
Walls announce the power.
Yeah, there's a little bit of dropping...
I don't know what walls...
There's a little bit of dropping out, David, and it... can you... Do that again. Just take it from the top and play it one more time, just as you did, with the forwards and the backwards. Then I'll be able to hear it, I think.
You're dropping out too, Jeff. You're dropping in and out. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, there's a lot that's behind this whole thing. And part of it is related to...
And the walls announce the power. And again. Do you hear that, Jeff?
I did hear it, but I don't understand it. What do walls have to do with announcing time?
Wars. W-A-R-S.
Oh, wars. I thought you said walls. Okay, war. I'm sorry. Got it.
Sorry, that's my accent.
No.
We have another war one.
Okay, so let me go back and digest that. Wait, hold on. We got a little bit of a delay, too, tonight, which isn't usual. So we have dropouts, we have delay, we have Mercury in retrograde, and we are under a DDoS attack. So we'll get through it. But I want to go back and hear that again. Wars, and that's what he said. So play it one more time, if you would.
Do you want the forwards as well, or just reverse?
Sure, play the whole thing. Yeah, do the forwards and the back.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Yeah, there's a lot that's behind this whole thing. And part of it is related to...
Okay, so wars, W-A-R-S.
Wars announce the power.
And again.
Wars announce the power.
You hear the wars now?
Wars announce the power.
Yeah, wars announce the power, and it's kind of... it's rather congruent with the forward speech, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, he's really into it. His reversals were really congruent. So
okay.
So, and then it now. Okay, here's one where he talks about Nazi ships, which is congruent with his story forwards. So here's the forwards.
Okay.
Yes, and these were just decoys. All of the rest of this, even the space shuttle, it's a decoy. It's actually. Quite foolish, if you want the truth, because you have people doing things that are way beyond that. It's unbelievable that the public was controlled on this whole way of life.
They were conned. They were hustled.
And here we have war again, then war to deal with Nazi ship.
Then war to deal with Nazi ship.
There it is. You hear that one, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot that Bill Tompkins... Bill Tompkins talks an awful lot about German rocket genius, German genius in general, and the fact that the space shuttle, the whole shuttle program was really misdirection, that we're way beyond that, decades, maybe a half a century or more beyond that in terms of space travel, space flight, and this was just for public consumption. Contractors making nice profits, keep people focused on something, watch this hand, pay no attention to what the other hand is really doing. In other words, sending people to Mars and the other planets and all over the solar system here, and ultimately the galaxy. So he said this all traces back to World War II and pre-World War II German technology, German disc technology, flying disc technology, with help from the reptilians, the Draco reptilians. That's been the story. So this makes sense.
His reversal's confirmed. Let's just play one more on him as a teaser. So here we go.
We're talking about ionic propulsion discussions for space vehicles in the early 1950s. This is really remarkable. People wouldn't believe it before the first satellite went up.
It does sound unreal, but you have to try to visualize what all these people were doing and thinking.
And here he says, Mars ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's
sure.
ships going to Mars.
Yeah. Well, he's always said there's ships going all over the place.
So far his reversals are congruent. So
right.
You know, I will continue exploring. I would put great credence to his story based on what I found so far.
Well, this is really exciting, and I can't wait to hear more of them. We got David. We have about a 5 or 6 second delay. Never heard anything like it. So I'm going to be real slow in answering and so forth. So just remember, there's a big delay here. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. All right. No worries. All
right. Okay.
3. Okay. I'm talking. What? All right. So let's look at someone, Julian Assange, shall we? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you got a delay on me, so we're just going to play this forward. So this is an interview he did with Sean Hannity on Fox News this week. So here's the forwards.
How big a role do you feel WikiLeaks had in the outcome of the election? You didn't think Donald Trump was going to win.
I didn't think Donald Trump would win. I thought the establishment, for want of a better word, would see Hillary Clinton losing. And then we'd pile in more money and more energy, and various TV networks are on her side.
And here he says, evil for fraud with media. And again. And again. And then this is what he says forwards next.
So what does that say to the American people about media coverage in America? Dishonest?
It's very dishonest. Corrupt is interesting. It depends on your definition.
So he hears reversal. So he gives off the reversal. Sean Hannity hears reversal and cues in on it and says, the media's dishonest? And Julian Assange says, yes.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, yeah. Let me go back to the first one of Assange and hear that again, please, forward and backwards.
Okay, so here is the forwards.
How big a role do you feel WikiLeaks had in the outcome of the election? You didn't think Donald Trump was going to win.
I didn't think Donald Trump would win. I thought the establishment, for want of a better word, would see Hillary Clinton losing, and then we'd pile in more money and more energy, and various TV networks are on her side.
And reverse. It's a little bit quick. But I ran it by all my staff, and they all said it was there. So, evil the fraud with media. Oh, yeah, it's all there. And again.
How about this, David?
Okay. So he's basically saying,
evil the fraud.
Okay,
evil the fraud is media. The fraud is media.
Oh, is media. You know what? It's funny. I actually had a document of his media to start off with, and someone said it says with media, so I changed it. All right, let's go to Evil the Fraud is media. It is. Yeah, and I agree. That's how I documented first off.
That's funny.
Someone told me, oh, no, it says with.
Now, he's identifying it.
Anyway,
the fraud is media. He's making a statement. The fraud is media. The fraud is the media. That's it.
That's right. And Russian didn't do the hacking. The media's pushing this story. It's all a fraud. Because he's asked about Russian hacking. Okay? And that's his fault.
You know what I think, David? He'll be a delay here.
Uh-huh.
I think this whole Russian hacking thing and the fake news creation out of nothing are both designed to keep people focused and looking the other direction away from Pizzagate and pedophilia and human sacrifice and satanic ritual abuse at the highest levels of government.
That's a pretty heavy statement to make, but I would agree with it. Yes, there's a lot going on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's look at the next one on Julian Assange. And here he's talking about he won't give his sources away.
I don't want to constrain whether it was someone inside the United States, in the DNC, in the service providers that provide for the DNC, or outside, etc. I think we have already pushed it quite a lot. More than we'd like by saying it's not a state party.
No, actually, he exposes a weak point here because he says, just get our file.
Let's get our spiral.
Let's get our spiral.
No. Very clear.
Let's get our spiral.
Yeah.
So his sources' names are in his files. So he's saying, yeah, just get our files. It's all there. So he's exposing a weak point.
Very interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very interesting.
Yeah, it does indeed. All right. Let's have a look at the next one.
We're quite happy to have the credit exposing the corruption and behavior that was occurring in that Clinton team and the DNC fixing things in relation to Bernie Sanders. We're quite happy to accept that.
And here it just simply says, helpless guilty.
Helpless guilty.
Yeah, and they were guilty. He was just exposing him.
Yeah.
All right, now here we have some interesting insight into his charges in Sweden that they want him, not charges. He's wanting connection with the Sweden sex, I'm not too sure the whole story, but some sex charge in Sweden. So we've got some interesting reversals around this. So here's the forwards.
Government corruption that's impacting the lives of people, not superfluous, scandalous lives of big stars.
Yeah, also, we don't publish.
You don't talk about
that.
We don't publish.
All right, let me
ask this.
Okay, now he's talking about scandalous. He's asked about scandal, and he reveals a scandal in his own life, and he says, "Feel lover." Oh, I should say, this is a sexual reversal. Now, when reverse speech talks about actual sex, the act of sex, it talks about it in very childish, crude-like terms. And this verse says, feel lover, my prada was naughty. And again. You hear that one? Strange sexual reversal. Then he has another one about a lover.
I have young children under 10 years old. They didn't sign up for that. Okay? I'm the type of father that they have. But they didn't sign up for that. That's not something I like.
And here he said, I had the lover.
I had the lover.
And again.
I had the lover.
So I think what happened in Sweden is he had an affair. But it was nothing more than that. It wasn't.
Well, there apparently were two women in Sweden who maintained that he, quote, raped them. That's been the whole thing. Now, they could have easily been put up to make those allegations after having a normal human affair. That's probably what happened. We don't know. But that's why he has lost 6 years of his life in the embassy in Ecuador in London. It's tragic.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think there was any rape or pedophilia
involved. No, no.
He had an affair.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. So anyway, so there you go. So that's what I found on Julian Assange. So there's a few more. I think I've got some more on him. Hang on. Let's have a look, see what else I've got. I've got a YouTube video up on him. I hear he is rubbishing charges. Hang on, let's play it.
The woman said that she was railroaded by the police and others. In the court's material, the police made up the accusation.
And here he says, I rubbish it. So there he is.
Well, that's exactly what I just suggested, that these women made it up or were caused to make it up. And yeah, so there you go. Perfect. Reverse speech, once again, shines the light on a mystery and illuminates it.
There you go. All right. Let's have a look. We will go on to... Lindsey Graham.
No.
Lindsey Graham and John McCain.
Yeah.
And we got someone, Obama. That is,
two of the three stooges, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't think we're going to have time to get through all these, but anyway, we'll see how we go. All right. Lindsey Graham. I don't know what this reverse reversal means, but let's play it. I wasn't going to play it, but. Once I get on the air, I like to play them, even if I don't know what.
Oh, they're fun. Always play them. Don't hold back. They're great.
Okay, so here we go.
I was very shocked because I've been briefed by the FBI. There's no doubt in my mind that Russia hacked into our political systems.
And here it says, I'm Richard. I pay the puke.
I admit it.
I pay the puke, I understand. He's puking with what he's saying. But Richard, the only connection I got to Richard is Richard Nixon, you know. I personally think the whole reversal is putting himself down. This is all a bunch of, he's just being nasty. Richard Nixon there as being an arch criminal.
That makes sense. I think you're right. That's interesting. Putting his subconscious putting himself down, mocking himself. He is a weirdo, that's for sure.
So here's the verse again. I'm Richard, I pay the puke.
I admit it. You pay the puke.
Weird reverse.
I admit it. You pay the puke.
And once more.
I admit it. You pay the puke.
Very weird reversal.
Yeah, he's a weird one.
Well, here's another weird one. Gee, this guy's weird. All right, next one.
Well, when I heard that President-elect Trump basically dismissed the intelligence, I was very shocked because I've been briefed by the FBI. There's no doubt in my mind that Russia hacked into our political systems.
And here it says, the dead, you're Hannibal.
Hannibal.
I'll be bothered.
Hannibal.
The only thing I can think of is Hannibal in the Silence of the Lambs. You know?
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter. I mean, bizarre reversal. This
he is completely. I don't know. I run out of words to try to analyze and define these people. He is strange. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's bizarre reversals.
Yeah.
And here he uses the word Zion.
I have seen General Mattis, and he has very strong views on it, and so do many others.
And he says, this marks your Zion.
This marks your Zion.
Oh, yeah.
This marks your Zion.
See, what's he on about Israel for?
I don't know. McCain has long been a major supporter of Israel, and one wonders if that's just an effort to stay in office, which he just won re-election to. Getting money. It's all a payoff. Everything's bribery nowadays. But that is a weird one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was McCain, by the way. I said Graham. It wasn't
McCain. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, here we have Graham. I think this is Graham, unless it's been labeled wrong.
Russia is fighting for Assad.
Well, Iran fight for Assad.
Yeah, that's Graham.
They are doing that.
Well, Hezbollah fight for Assad.
They are doing that.
When the people we train to fight ISIL turn on Assad, which they surely will, are we going to fight with them to replace Assad?
Now, here's a really interesting reversal. Gassing on Earth, Mossad.
Gassing on Earth, Mossad.
You got that?
Gassing on Earth, Mossad.
That's a hard one to hear. Gassing, I'm not sure I can hear it clearly.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's odd. I'm not saying it in there. I can't hear it clearly.
Okay. All right. No worries. Okay.
Now, if there was gassing, David, if gas was used in attacks in Syria, the Mossad wouldn't surprise me in the least if the Mossad was involved with it.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. He would know it.
So, yeah. I'm going to send you a picture of McCain. And this guy is a goon. Wait till you see this picture.
No, you did send it to me, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He is really weird. Both of them are.
All right. Here we have a word in reverse that we had to scramble for what it means. And here we go.
You told the people in Syria who died by the hundreds of thousands, we're more worried about a political settlement than we are about what follows.
And versus bad with iris.
Bad with iris.
Bad with iris. Bad with iris.
And it's a hacking software, is what I was told. I think that's what was said to me. It was a software. It's a software for hacking.
I don't know. It certainly could be. That's a new one on me. Oh.
Yeah.
Very interesting material. Just talk about two of the screwier people in Congress, McCain and Graham. Wow, you don't get any weirder than those two. Hold on a minute. David and I will be right back with more. David John Oates in Australia, listening to some reverse speech examples as we do with David 2-3 times a month, and a full program on William Tompkins coming up some point down the road. That will be fascinating. The line is better now. We're not dropping out as much, so hopefully you can hear nice and clearly like we can. All right, David, go ahead.
Okay, we'll do one more Lindsey Graham, then we'll move on to John McCain. So here we have Forts.
It is time to push back against Putin, but be a better friend to our allies over here.
You know, he's talking about being better to our allies, and he says they're friendly.
They're friendly.
I guess he's talking about the allies.
I don't know.
This guy is too far out there for me to figure out. He's weird.
Yeah. So there we go. All right, here we have John McCain.
If they're able to undermine an election, they're able then to undermine democracy.
He's talking about Russia, and they will be red.
And that will be red.
Huh.
And that will be red.
I guess he's saying they're going to be communists.
It sounds like it to me. It sounds to me like he's still wrapped up in the original Cold War. Us versus them, the Soviet Union, communists are, you know, the most evil thing on the planet. And he's still stuck in those days. I don't know what else to think.
I think you're right. The next couple of verses indicate exactly that.
As we have hearings on cyber, which will be, I think, very helpful.
And he says, we will shoot.
We will shoot.
We will shoot.
See, he wants war.
Oh, yes, he does. Yep.
He wants war with Russia. I read your site this morning about Obama moving troops up to the Russian border.
Thousands of tanks, troops, armored vehicles, special ops, you name it.
What on earth is he doing? He's only got 2 more weeks left in office.
Thank you. I asked the same question directly. It causes me extreme worry. I've said for years that these people, the controllers, will never give up their control. They will take us all down with them first before giving it up. And this would appear to me that he's setting the stage to try to ignite at least a regional conflict with Russia.
Bloody idiot. I'm being polite. We're on the air. I can't say anything worse than that.
Yeah. And that's not only us, it's NATO. Remember, NATO has been building up forces for months along the Russian border. And now he's transferring another 1,600 tanks right now as we speak by ship over to Europe. They'll be there in a few days. And he already had 5,000-6,000. So it's crazy. There's no justification for doing this. None. None whatsoever. He knows Donald Trump will reverse his actions and bring those tanks and troops home. He knows it. And yet he's still pushing I don't understand it. It's a shock.
Well, we've got some verses coming up on Obama talking about exactly this. So anyway, one more on McCain. So here's McCain forwards.
But the president should be able to name that nominee that the president chooses.
And he says, Iran a menace.
It's absolutely there, and this goes back to the party line. Iran is our biggest enemy. Israel is our greatest friend. Iran is now in alliance with Russia and Syria, fighting the brave American. It's all, you know what it is. Now all you people listening understand what it is, and there it is in reverse.
Yeah. All right, here we have Obama denying, what's he talking about, vote rigging.
In the run-up to the election, to the possibilities of vote tampering, which we did not see evidence of, and we're confident that we could guard against.
Yeah, but he says backwards, signed a deal.
Signed a deal.
Signed a deal.
Oh.
I know, isn't that? Raise your eyebrows. What deal is he talking about? This is why they were so surprised that they lost, because they made agreements. It was in the bag. It was all theirs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow, that's very revealing. That's even more concerning. That shows you the potential for revenge, that the controllers, yes. whoever they are, yes. we know who many of them are, will a war with Russia? Absolutely a possibility. A regional limited war, possible. A thermonuclear war, once it gets started, who's to say how it's going to be or can be stopped? This is not good. Not good at all.
No, we'll concentrate heavily on Obama over the next few days, see what we can see.
Please do, yeah, yeah.
I know my people are listening, so listen, people, Obama, next 2 or 3 days, okay?
Yeah, we got 15 days, and the military moves he is making in Europe are unprecedented since the Cold War, and maybe even, I don't know that we had this much of a buildup with NATO and the U.S. on the Russian border, even during the Soviet Union days of the Cold War. This is really crazy, and this is potentially going to be a supreme challenge to Vladimir Putin to defuse this one. He's got to make it to the 20th. And I wouldn't, David, as I've said on the air many times, put it past Obama and his controllers to light off a medium-sized nuclear weapon in a medium-sized American city and immediately blame it through the controlled mainstream media on Iran and or Russia. Immediately. If he just blames Iran, then we start bombing Iran. That would make Israeli general staff extremely happy. The potential here is so dangerous, I can't overstate it.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. Okay, next reversal.
There's no doubt that it contributed to an atmosphere in which the only focus for weeks at a time, months at a time, were Hillary's emails.
Okay, so he's talking about how it was all unfair. Hillary's emails were looked at, and, you know, and he says back was a master skill. And I think he's secretly admiring the Republicans who brought Hillary's emails to light. I don't know,
He said, was that a massive skill?
Oh, could have been massive. Let's play it again.
A massive skill.
Ooh.
A massive skill.
No, there's a T there.
I can't hear it. But yeah, in either case, it's kind of a blurry reversal. But this guy is so sleazy. Is bad, real bad.
Yeah, he certainly is.
You know, he could try and pull this off with a national emergency, a war, even limited, and suspend everything, declare martial law, and keep himself in office under continuity of government. I mean, the rules are there. That contingency is available. It's pretty scary what possibilities lie ahead.
Yeah. Well, this reversal is a bit ominous. Here's the forwards.
The incredible benefit that I had in first running for the United States Senate in a state that has a lot of rural communities and has a downstate that typically is suspicious of Chicagoans in the city.
Now, here he says, get sniper's ass, or ass, as you pronounce in America.
Get sniper's ass.
Yep, there it is.
It's sniper's ass.
Well, who? What sniper?
It's sniper's ass.
The sniper that's going to be deployed against the incoming president?
That's what I'm wondering, or something to do with Russia start shooting. But he's planning something to do with the gun. Okay? It's a bit of an ominous year.
And David, you hear this clearly. The way he is talking and the pitch of his voice is really dark, very ugly.
Yeah, it is. He's not a nice man. I just thought he was incompetent, but the last couple of weeks, I think he's damn dangerous.
I think you're right.
Well, all right, next one along.
Republicans have a favorable view of Vladimir Putin.
Oh, let's make an offer. What's he up to?
That's an offer.
That's an offer.
He's up to something.
Huh. Yeah, something's on the table. In other words, what's he saying? Let's make an offer to not ignite a war. Let's trade off. Let's make a deal. The art of the deal. What's he doing? This is weird.
We're setting things up. That's the sniper's us. Then you got McCain saying, we will shoot. They will be red.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. All right, okay. Next one on Obama.
I think that he is entirely within his lawful power to do so.
I think he's talking about Trump, and he says Iraq will fail.
Iraq will fall.
Or fall. Iraq will fall. Sorry.
Right.
Iraq will fall. Iraq will fall.
Well, it's already fallen. I don't know how much further it can go. Yeah.
Yeah, we said the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see it, if it can go and get any worse than what it is now, it's going to.
Right.
All right. Okay. So next one along, Obama. This is the interview he did this week, by the way, talking about leaving office. So this is all current stuff.
That doesn't mean, though, that he is not going to come in and look at the various agencies and see the rules we've passed. And if he wants to reverse some of those rules, that's part of the democratic process.
He's talking about Trump, and he says, don't know what this reversal means. Sad gives old release.
Sad gives old release.
Huh.
Sad gives old release. I
don't know what that means.
Sad gives old release.
Okay, I think what this is tied to, and you hear the way he said sad?
Yeah.
I think that his ego is really having trouble coming face to face with his leaving the White House and leaving the presidency. He is on the biggest ego trip of most any human being in my lifetime, and he doesn't want to deal with that. And when you hear the way he said, his subconscious said sad, that sums up the reversal as much as anything. He's sad, and he may be so desperate that he'll do anything. That's what I've been saying.
And here he is again saying sad.
We all want what's best for this country.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, he says, sad somehow. How are you?
Sad somehow. How are you?
Oh, sad somehow. How are you?
Sad somehow. How are you?
What's he doing? Is he metaphorically asking himself, how are you over there on the conscious side?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. He's talking to himself.
That's what it sounds like.
It's internal chatter.
Yes.
How strange. And here he is talking to the UN.
To replace the ravages of war with cooperation, if powerful nations like my own accept constraints.
My own, David.
And here he says, I am hell.
I am hell. I am hell.
There we go.
Now, them's fighting words. Listen to how he said them. Wow.
They certainly are. Yeah, they certainly are. He's up to something.
I agree. 100%. Yeah.
Well, if we can find anything out the next 2 or 3 days, I'll let you know. We'll come on and do a special show on it. But I'll start chasing this.
Please do. And all of your analysts, stay on this guy. That's how we're going to find out, if we're going to find out at all. It'll be through him. I don't know anybody else to really focus on. Maybe if you can catch John Brennan, the CIA director, talking, that would be one to go after too. Because Brennan will be intimately involved with whatever may be planned.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, let's move on to Trump.
Those, David, were really unnerving. I've not heard anything that dark and grim in a long time. Those are bad.
I think you're right. I think he's desperate. I think he's losing his power, and
I think he's approaching a breakdown of sorts.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
No.
All right, here's Trump talking about Obama.
I was wondering what you would say to President Obama.
You're fired.
He says, you're fired. And backwards, he says, get out.
Yeah. Perfect. That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny. All right. Here he is talking. Oh, this is a Senate hearing. Oh, hang on. We'll do the Trump ones first. Here's Trump talking about FBI investigation on Hillary.
And I guess, obviously, most of you folks have heard about.
That's all I got in the fours. We'll save us.
We'll save us.
We'll save us.
Not very clear. Not very clear. I'm not too sure what that means.
No, is he saying we'll save us or will save us?
W-I-L.
Well, what will save us? That's the question.
Well, I think him investigating Hillary. But here he is. I don't know whether he's going to investigate it or not. Listen to this one.
She did some bad things.
Special prosecutor?
I don't want to hurt them. They're good people.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget
that.
This would be the truth. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Make her hurt.
Make her hurt.
Ah.
Total contradiction. Total contradiction.
He's posturing then by being Mr. Nice Guy. He's posturing.
Yeah, first contradictory reversal I found on Trump. Totally opposite. Yeah, he is going to be after her. And you're right.
He'll do it through surrogates and other. There's 4 congressional investigations going on. The Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions, if he's confirmed, can do it. He just doesn't want to directly have his hands on it.
Okay. All right, now that makes sense. Okay, all right. And he's talking about Hillary again.
I will give you a very, very good and definitive answer the next time we do 60 Minutes together.
And here he says, you are scandalous.
New maps got nervous.
New maps got nervous.
Well, that's nice and clear.
New maps got nervous.
Every syllable's there.
I don't hear R.
Oh, you don't?
No,
oh,
I okay. hear U, oh, U, and it sounds like an M. U something scandalous.
Okay, let's do it again.
New maps got nervous. New maps. New maps. New maps got nervous.
Oh, you know what it says. Humor scandalous.
New maps got nervous.
New maps got nervous.
Oh, there it is. There is an M there. It's humor. Huma.
It's humor. It's humor. Yeah, humor.
New yeah.
There it is. Yeah, there it is. Huma scandalous.
New maps got nervous.
Yeah, yeah, there was definitely an M in there. So that's it. Good job. Yeah.
Absolutely right. Dana, my lady in Canada who wants to be known as She-Wolf, that's her. she
all
just
right.
said humor. She's just messaged me and said, yes, humor. So there you go. Okay. All right, here we have some of the Senate hearing on Russia.
I think it should bring about a hue and cry, no matter whether you're Republican or a Democrat. There should be howls. And mark my word, if the roles were reversed, there would be howls from the Republican side of the aisle. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that nonpartisan comment.
And here he says, the wiki vibe.
Wiki vibe.
They're upset.
Wiki vibe.
They're upset for wiki.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what they're doing, which is fairly understandable.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, let me see. Where am I going to move on to now? I still got several reversals here to play. Here's one in the Senate hearing again.
I think it should bring about a hue and cry, no matter whether you're Republican or a Democrat.
All right, we played that forwards. Okay, we won't play the forwards again. Reversal is crime net, so I heed the shape. Huh, I wonder what that means.
Crime net, so I heed the shape.
I wonder what that means.
Don't know. That's what she says, though.
That's what she says. I don't know. All right. Before we run out of time, you asked for some on David Brock. So here we've got a couple on David Brock.
Oh.
Okay. So here was the Fords.
There are at least three issues, from economic inequality to reigning in Wall Street.
And David Brock, of course, Elefanta's alleged lover, correct?
Correct.
The Pizzagate.
Correct.
He says one word, demonic.
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 There you go.
He certainly does.
Yeah, certainly is. Another one on David Brock.
Democratic.
He says, get our God.
Get our God.
Get our God.
Wow.
Get our God.
Their God, of course, being demonic.
Get out God.
Oh, get out, God.
He's banishing God and speaking of the demonic. Get out, God. If there's a T there, and I think there is. Out.
Okay, listen again.
Get out, God.
Get out, God.
Yes, it is T.
Get out, God.
Yeah, get out, God. We're demonic. Makes sense. Totally, totally fits. Right.
Wow. Good catch on that, David Brock stuff. Yeah, he's hard to get.
Yeah. Here we have Defense Secretary Carter talking about taking out Assad.
Absolutely. Is that a goal of ours? Yes.
And simply says, they will snap.
They will snap.
Wow.
They will snap.
They will snap.
Well, I'm talking about Assad.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
So. All right, let me see. Oh, here we have Michelle Obama in her farewell speech.
You mean Michael Robinson.
Michael Robinson, yeah. Look, she actually found a couple of reversals. These are, incidentally, I did the Assange and the Tompkins reversals.
Very good.
She-Wolf has done all the rest on Obama and McCain and the others. And she actually found a couple of reversals on Michelle that hinted that she was a man, but they weren't clear enough for airplay, so I threw them out. But she did find them. Anyway, here's the forwards on the one that I thought was clear enough.
I can think of no better way to end my time as First Lady than celebrating with all of you.
This is actually quite a nice reversal. She said, serves in our family.
Serves in our family.
Serves in our family.
Yeah.
Serves in our family.
And well,
what did she say?
Well, I didn't think it was clear when I played it that time.
It sounded like she said, sounded like it was serfs, like slaves, serfs in our family.
Yeah,
serfs in our family. I couldn't make any more of it than that. She sounded emotional there, or he did.
Serfs.
Yeah. S-E-R-F-S. Serfs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. What else have I got here? I think that's all the ones I got, and we're probably coming to the end of the show.
Well, so, I hear music, and that was timed perfectly.
Perfectly. All right, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, that was some very intense material, David, and I'm glad that your analysts can watch closely over the next 2 weeks, because we are seeing military action in Europe that can only be perceived by the Russians as extremely hostile and threatening.
I'm right on it, Jeff.
Thank you, David.
I'll be on it too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Okay, see you. Good night. Bye.
All right, there you go. And glad we got the tech aspects of it cleaned up for the second half of that hour anyway. Another week, our first week in 2017. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care. Every day is special, remember that. And anything can happen, remember that too. So we'll talk soon, and you know where you can find us in the meantime.